WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network. On Twitter at 880 The Biz.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you, Wanda. Thank you, crowd of thousands. And thank you, President Trump, for that great introduction. Wanda, you're the best.
Oh, not so much.
You're pretty darn good. Okay, today's show, we're going to have a great show. It's going to be about personal branding and marketing. And then we're going to have Nikki Freed's going to call in the second half hour. We've got a great show for you today. We've got the folks from VaynerMedia. They're talking to us about their second annual Agent 2021 conference. Had a lot of friends telling me that they were going to this event. Looked it up, got all fired up, reached out to them, got them to participate in the show. Wanda, you and I are going to be there. We're going to do Facebook Live. They've got Facebook folks going to teach you how to use Facebook. And great marketing people, first come, first serve, some of the best stuff. Great people. I don't want to give all of it away.
No.
But we've got great folks here. We're going to be talking about that later on today with Kim Garcia. She's up next. She's the SVP of VaynerMedia. So, Wanda, take it away. Let's get back. We've got some good folks to talk to. Get fired up about personal branding and positive energy. Wanda, yours. All right, Wanda, way to go, way to fire it up. Hey, you know who else fires it up? Our friends at Warren Henry. That's right, South Florida's automotive leader when you're looking to buy or lease a car. You want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi, and down in Key West, well, they've got them all. What do the cars have in common? Well, they're all exceptional brands, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means quality, that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything anytime for 4 years, so join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
I love listening to it.
They're hilarious. I love it.
On 880, The Biz.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful. You're smart. You are awesome. And you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
All right, I'm saying hey to the folks that are watching on Facebook Live, but hey, after all, Wanda says it's a radio show.
It's a radio show.
It's a radio show. You know what, Wanda? You know what's next week, Wanda?
What's next week?
Show 500. We're going to be broadcasting live from the
How
Ball and Chain. CBRE is going to announce that they're going to be our sponsors. We're going to have a big happy hour.
And you don't
drink
mean
specials,
the
specials, food, everything. So be at the Ball and Chain next Thursday from 5 to 7. We'll be live from 6 to 7. Wanda will be there. I'll be there. That's right. We'll be dancing. We'll be having fun. I'll be playing the maracas. I'll be singing with the band. It's going to be awesome.
Awesome.
That's right. That's right. It's going to be awesome. So make sure you join us. And don't forget, give me a call at 305-773-6300 if I can help you with the real estate. Why give me a call? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
And the home.
880. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350.
Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are on, and I'm very excited. We've got Kim Garcia. She's the SVP for VaynerMedia. She's going to talk to us about what's going on at Hard Rock Stadium, Agent 2021. And I guess you've probably been there before, Kim, because you used to work for the Orange Bowl Committee, didn't you?
That's right. Thanks so much for having me, Jim.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Now, tell me a little bit about the event. It looks like it's going to be awesome. Wanda and I are all fired up, and I got lots of friends that plan on going.
Yeah, we're so stoked to come back for our second year. We love, obviously, Miami Gardens. Stephen Ross is a huge business partner of our CEO, Gary Vaynerchuk. So it's always a great place to host an event. Obviously, Miami in January is not a bad place to be at all. The event is a one-day marketing conference focused on four business verticals. So real estate, mortgage, insurance, and auto are the four industries that we tackle. And this was really concepted because we had such a large inbound of requests from these four industries on how to use social marketing and social media to move their business forward. So we created this event last year, launched it. The response was incredible, to be honest with you. And we have some wonderful case studies that came out of year one of folks that implemented a lot of their learnings after the event and have actually seen their business increase.
Well, you know, I'm real excited. I'm a big Dolphins fan. You got Matt Higgins is going to be there, too. He runs RSE Ventures. Very excited about that.
He's also a guest shark, which is great. So he and Gary are going to do a fireside chat, and they're going to kick off the event. And his story is incredible, and I think he'll be able to drop a ton of knowledge that will be incredibly valuable to our attendees that are a lot of them are obviously small business owners, entrepreneurs, independent agents that are really looking that really depend on themselves to manage their business. And so he's going to be able to provide a ton of insight just based on his story alone.
Yeah, I'm really excited also to meet and hear Gary. I've been reading his book. I'm very excited. I have friends that swear by him.
Which one are you reading?
The one that's yellow on the cover. Shoot, I forget what the name is called, but it's yellow on the cover. I'm reading the damn book right now, and I'm forgetting. You see, you're asking an old man what he's doing here.
Oh, crushing it.
Yes, crushing it. It's my brain, Wanda. Come on, you can't just hold up the sign with the book on it. Oh, I feel like a putz. At least I can remember my own name, but let's talk about it in a half hour. I mean, my goodness. So, yes, I've got my highlighter out. I'm reading it. Crushing it. My friend, I want to give a shout out to Adam Lipkin, who's the person that turned me on to Gary. Adam Lipkin, high five to Adam Lipkin.
Thank you, Adam. High five.
He turned me on to Gary. Adam's the best. Adam's another highly motivated real estate mortgage professional.
Incredible. Is he attending Agent?
Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Awesome.
100%.
Like I said,
that's the guy who told me all about it. That's what prompted me to reach out to you guys.
I'm so happy you did.
Oh, I am too. Now, listen. So you said you had a case study experience. Can you share with us one of the things that happened last year that changed somebody's life?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, so this conference is all about being tactical. I think if you follow Gary and you follow a lot of, you know, more of the high-level business leaders, you can get inspired on a day-to-day basis, right? But what we found in the market is there was no place to go to actually, once you were inspired, learn what to do next. And so our event is 100% educational and tactical. So all of our speakers, we vet to make sure that they're actually practitioners in their space. They're not just going to come in and drop some high-level wisdom and walk off the stage. They're going to actually get in the weeds with you and really teach you. It's why we bring Facebook on. It's why Facebook is bringing Instagram and Blueprint also to really give tutorials on how to leverage those platforms for business. So I think, you know, I think from that perspective, we heard from, and they're going to be actually featured at the event this year, but we heard from, you know, numerous individuals that started either building their personal brand after they left because they actually had the tools they knew from what equipment they should have, what type of person they should hire to videograph, how they should be editing, what does a content plan strategy look like for yourself in terms of building your personal brand. And so they literally started implementing the following week and have seen their business grow from a financial perspective or whatever their KPI or goal was going in. Maybe they didn't know who to hire or how to hire for certain marketing positions. We were able to guide them in terms of what to look for, how they should be sourcing their talent. Maybe it was just as easy as, I don't even know how to run a Facebook ad. They walked away with a tutorial on step-by-step how to run a Facebook ad, what your creative should look like, what sort of targets you should be using. So I think just the sheer tactical nature of this event has had just a meaningful impact, because we are not trying to inspire. We're actually trying to teach.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I used Facebook and Craigslist over a four-year period to find my wife a living kidney donor. So social media works.
Is that true?
100%. You can Google Vivian Freed Kidney and WPLG and watch when we met the lady exactly 1 year ago on Monday.
Congratulations.
That's very excited. It's our 1 year anniversary.
That's incredible.
Oh, it is. It's beautiful. But that's the power of a community. It's a power of a community.
And I think people, you know, there's obviously a dark side of social media that people love to dwell on, but you hear stories like that and you see how people can actually use it for good. And it's incredible. All social media does is really expose. And so I think if you're a good person and you have a good story and your motives are good, then you're going to have a good ROI.
Yes, it was tremendous. It was tremendous. It was the ads. I would run ads. I'm better than a Russian hacker. And I would run ads and I would say things like, I would use tag spiritual, tag yoga, tag love, tag godly, all those kind of things. And then I would target the little geographies of where we were registered.
Did you tag kidney?
Yes, I tagged kidney.
Okay.
You goofy girl.
Continue.
You're goofy. You're throwing the goofy part at us today. But so it's amazing. And I swear by social media 100%. And it is a way to project your image and help build your market. But you've got to be careful, because one misstep is out there forever.
Yeah, that's true. But I will say things move so fast within social media that you can be pretty, like, I do think in general people are pretty forgiving. I think we've seen that a lot recently. Unfortunately, maybe too forgiving in some circumstances.
Well played.
I think that if your intent is good, then the results will be great.
100%. You know, my Facebook thing under my avatar says a force bringing positive energy to the world. And sometimes you got to retune and refocus on that. But it's, I think, the most important thing, because when everybody's at the table, they're going to pick the person that they like the best.
Right. That's right.
100%.
Hey, I have a clip from last year. Anybody want to hear it?
Wanda, please play the clip from last year's.
This is Andy Frizzella. Am I saying that correctly?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
We work hard on this show.
Here we go.
So if you guys want to learn about how to personal brand, it has to be based in authenticity. You have to figure out who you are and who you want to be and what you're about, and you have to be that at all times.
Ooh.
You guys think that you are going to create a brand that is going to appeal to 100% of the people. I don't want to lose this guy's business over here, so I'm going to be a little bit of what he likes. And I don't want to lose this guy's business over here, so I'm going to be a little bit what he likes. And what's that create? It creates a product that rides the line of everything that appeals to nobody. It's completely vanilla. There's nothing about it that says, hey, I love that. There's nothing about it that says, hey, I want those people. There's nothing about it that says, hey, I want to use that guy. It's nothing. You're completely ignored. When you follow the traditional ideals of what marketing is and what your industry will tell you what marketing is and branding is, you are going to end up in the middle and nobody is going to pay attention to you. There's 50% of people that are probably going to hate you.
Yeah, that's true.
No, you got to create a passion. You got to show passion. You got to be passionate. You got to be positive, and people will be attracted like folks are like a moth to a flame. Listen to me. No one's paying to hear me speak. Let's get back to Kim. Kim, what are your thoughts on that?
No, I love it's funny you rolled that clip of Andy. It's awesome. He was one of our keynotes last year, and he was actually selected because he read all of Gary's books and really followed it to heart and launched a business and a personal brand and is now an internationally recognized speaker and has really, really created a business for himself, not only out of speaking, but he obviously has his own company as well. But this is a guy who really took to heart the practices of Gary and consumer attention and put it into place. And here he is telling a story. I mean, that was incredible. There's no doubt. I think, you know, the difference between social media and just a traditional media buy, you know, TV, that sort of thing, is you can, he was speaking a little bit to this, but you can really target your audience. So creating content that is meaningful to the people that are meaningful to your business is important, right? I don't want to get served dog ads. I don't have a dog.
No.
So you have to understand who your consumer is, understand who you're going after, and then create content that's actually going to hook them.
We were talking about that.
And then go.
Oop, I'm sorry.
No, and then go, and then, you know, obviously provide enough value that asking for, you know, a purchase or a buy or whatever your ultimate goal is for business, they'll already feel invested in you and your product because you've given them enough value for them to want to buy.
We totally agree. We were talking about that before the show with the digital marketing person at the station. I mean, at this point, I'm ready to drop the mic.
We're having a great day.
We are having a great day. This stuff is all playing in. It's the last guy was talking about whatever it was. It's a connection. Hey, listen, Kim, we're running up against our break. Can you stick with us for another segment, please?
Yeah, no problem.
Awesome. Yay. Wanda, give her some applause back there.
Me more.
Thank you. That's all we really needed, Wanda. That's a lot of good applause.
That's all I need.
We love you. She's satisfied. We'll be right back with more of Kim Garcia learning how to brand yourself and talking about the great event Agent 2021 that's coming up at Hard Rock Stadium. Wanda? I want to remind everybody it's 6:15 and you're listening to Jim Fried. This is South Florida's business station, 880 The Biz. And I'm Jim Fried and you're listening to Fried on Business. I didn't do it perfect, Wanda, but I'm trying.
You're getting there.
Thank you.
It's good enough.
I'm working on it. Hey, everybody. People that do have it just right are the people at Warren Henry, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Everybody knows they've got an Audi store in Gainesville and that their store in Key West sells just about every nameplate they carry. You know what they all have in common? They're all exceptional cars and they come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement first service. I love saying this part. Red cap service and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. Mm-hmm. She's truly beautiful. That's the lady that got the kidney.
Yeah, a year ago.
She is tremendous. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
I would do various things very quickly.
Jim Fried.
No, not you. Not you.
And Wanda Miles.
The most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen.
And I love all people.
On 880, The Biz.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
All right. Hey, if you need some real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a realtor. You got a foreign client. They can't get a loan. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Here's a good one. Real estate developer, show zero on your income, but make $1 million a year. That's my client. I'm closing him next week. Bank couldn't finance him, but we did it. We got it done. We engineered a great loan for him. It's a terrific deal. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you own some real estate. You think you got some equity and you want to pull some out to do something. Pay off those Christmas bills. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Actually, not pay off those Christmas bills. Really want to buy another piece of real estate. 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it truly is all about you. You nailed it, Wanda.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, you're listening to South Florida's business station, 880 The Biz. This is Fried on Business. I'm Jim Fried, and we're with Wanda Miles. We're interviewing Kim Garcia. She's the SVP of VaynerMedia. We're talking about their awesome event that Wanda, myself, and a number of my friends are going to be attending. It's the second annual Agent 2021. It's a one-day conference educating real estate, auto, insurance, and mortgage agents and brokers about social media and digital marketing innovation. I can't wait. I got thousands of followers, and I'm ready to learn more. Kim, what am I going to learn?
Yeah, amazing. Well, you're going to learn. You're definitely going to learn about personal branding. It really depends on your industry. So we have each industry is sort of tailored towards business challenges within those industries, and how digital and social can sort of help solve some of those challenges.
Sure.
So every industry is going to get Instagram story school. Every industry is going to get a state of the union for that specific industry within the social landscape. So what platform should you be paying attention to? What are some merging platforms that maybe haven't hit your radar yet that you might want to test and learn with? So all of those are going to be tailored specifically to industries. And then for mortgage, we're going to be doing how to use digital to generate leads, how to storytell for transparency. We're going back to obviously what we spoke about before the break was, you know, making sure that you're transparent, making sure you're authentic as a personal brand, but then also your business. So we're gonna bring some of our top creatives in and wow. teach how to sort of storytell within the digital space. Obviously, lead generation is a huge wow. thing in mortgage and real estate. How to use social cues to understand if someone's in the market to maybe need insurance or
watching their social feed and checking that out?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know, this is really, really cool because that's one of the things I really don't understand is how to mine social media. I know how to broadcast. Not too many people talk back and forth. And I really, really do want to learn. You know, my wife knows how to do it, but I don't know how to tell an Instagram story or any of that other stuff. And my wife loves this stuff. She's addicted. I actually have to tell her, honey, please put that down and talk to me now.
I may have heard that one or two times in my life.
But my wife's an adult. Come on.
I'm an adult.
Oh, wait. I thought you're right. Okay. Yes, I got. I thought you were saying you said that to your kids.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Now you've made me embarrassed twice. You're setting the record. Three's the record. Two. A couple people done it twice. You can do for three. You got 10 minutes to go for three. Let's roll.
Good. It's funny. Instagram stories is a build on last year. So last year, Facebook was involved. They're coming back again, as I mentioned, and they're going to be doing Instagram stories. Right now, Instagram stories, if you're a brand or a personal brand, it is an incredible ROI for the dollar spent. So we really want our attendees to walk away with really strong knowledge on how to storytell within the Instagram story space.
Also, I want to learn what's coming next because I want to be there before other people. See, that's how I got at Jim Fried. That's how I got at Fried on Business. I am Jim Fried 1 on Instagram because I lagged. But everybody with the name Jim Fried hates me. They're on page 4.
Well, funny enough, I have the Twitter handle K-pop.
Oh, I love that.
Korean pop is a big thing now. I'm getting, my brand is getting usurped. But when I joined Twitter in 2005, Korean pop was not an international sensation, and now it is. And so I have a lot of people wanting my Twitter
handle. And so are you. Yeah, your handle's for sale, I guess. I don't know. But then now you're going to rebrand yourself.
I know. It's been a struggle. Twitter said that they couldn't help me out, so that I could give up the handle if I wanted. But I'm like, this is my brand.
That's funny. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. You've spent 13 years building that brand. You've got thousands of followers and everything. No way you give that up. That's you, Kim.
No, I was
That's
K-pop
you.
Before K-pop.
There you go. Exactly. Oh, I love that. That's awesome. Now, Wanda, you're Wanda Miles.
Yes, I am.
I love your avatar. You got to teach me to make a good avatar.
Oh, that's an app.
I know it's Bitly, but Bitmoji.
Bitmoji.
Okay, well maybe Bitmoji. Bitmoji.
Yeah.
There you go. But listen, I want to know who's going to be. We're going to have Gary's going to talk, which I got to hear Gary. Oh. We're going to have John Henry. I got confused on who John Henry was because I'm a baseball fan.
So exciting.
Tell me about John Henry.
Yeah, so John Henry is a partner in Harlem Capital. He's also going to be a host of a show called The Hustle on Viceland, which is coming out.
Right.
He is a young, scrappy hustler entrepreneur who has an incredible story. He's a Florida native, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, cool.
Currently lives in Harlem, New York. He sold his first company, which I believe was a laundromat, before the age of 30, and has just continued to figure out and navigate the business world. And as I mentioned, now is a partner in Harlem Capital. So I think his story is going to really resonate with a lot of, obviously, these individuals that are either starting in business, growing their business, or have plateaued and need to figure out what is the next push for themselves. And so I think he's going to be really insightful in that way. And he's, to be honest, I would say, you know, we try to vet our speakers really hard, and we really want them all to just be good people. And he's an incredible person, and I'm so happy that he's part of our lineup this year.
Oh, I am so excited to meet him. And let me tell you, one of the reasons why I think it's important for entrepreneurs, no matter what phase they're in, to go to an event like this, is surround yourself with other entrepreneurs, because one of the things that you need to do is to build your resiliency. And one of the ways you build resiliency is to surround yourself with like-minded individuals that believe in you. And this event will be filled with people like that. Hey, Kim, how do people find out info? We haven't even gotten to that.
Yeah, so if you go to agent2021.com, there's the schedule, there's the speakers and all their bios. You can purchase tickets there. For your listeners, actually, we created a unique code that will that will get almost nearly a 40% discount if they use the word locals.
Local or locals? When they're
locals with an S.
Okay.
When they go to purchase tickets, if they type in the code locals with an S, they will receive almost a 40% discount on tickets.
Wow. Thank you.
For your listeners.
Yeah, I have friends who are disappointed to hear that. They paid full price already. Sorry, Lubby. But you can come with me and we'll meet Gary together and we'll go to the Facebook thing and have a great time.
Very exciting.
My friend Adam Lubkin, he told me about this. He's in a thing where they get together once a month for social media. He eats this stuff up. He eats it alive. Yeah. I hope that whole group is going because it's great. This is
it's awesome.
Be great.
To your earlier point, I think this conference is unique in that it brings these four verticals together. And last year we heard that attendees wanted more networking breaks because, to your point, there's so much like-mindedness happening and they're looking to obviously network for biz dev purposes, but also just to get the support and the guidance because they're very similar-minded individuals that are facing similar struggles in entrepreneurship, navigating the social landscape. And so this is one conference that actually brings together four different but related industries. And so we saw a lot of positive feedback around that element alone.
I think it's going to be great. I do a lot of business with Warren Henry. I go to their events because all the high net worth people and folks that buy their cars need mortgages. I mean, come on. It's really reasonable to understand. And the guys that sell autos, well, they need insurance. You know, so it all does make sense to me. And they're all information based sales that take a while to build a relationship, get the information flow going. And I think that that's really important. And those are the skills that are going to be taught at this event. No?
Yep, exactly. And I think that traditionally these four industries have been slower to adopt social and digital media practices because it has been much more of a relationship game. And so being able to understand how there's still a human element to social media and it's not just bots speaking to you. I think that's what's so critical. So the folks that are attending this event and attended last year are open-minded to trying new techniques. And they're, to be frank, they're going to eat traditional marketers' lunch in their industry.
I love it. You know, one of the things that I actually love is that somebody can purchase another ticket for their videographer and have the videographer follow them. And people go, why would you do that? Let me tell you, I did that at an event once. Johnny followed me. Did you remember that? I had a guy that did that. And not only do you create great content, but you create a ripple effect in the room, too. It's a tremendous benefit. And there's all these VIP. Tell me, we only got about a minute and a half left. Tell me about people can meet them, do VIP dinners. This is great. We only scratched the surface.
Yeah. So the day before for VIP ticket holders, you get to have you're going to be having dinner with Gary. The videographer package is really great. It's unique to this conference. I've not seen any other conference do that.
Amazing.
Because of the Gary Vee content model.
Amazing.
Of having a videographer really document your story and your journey is so important for content creation and brand building that we wanted to make, instead of buying two tickets, we wanted to make it a little bit more palatable to bring your videographer to participate. So yeah, the VIP dinner is going to be phenomenal. The general reception the night before so that attendees can meet and greet and spend time together before jumping into the day is going to be important and critical. And so, yeah, we're super excited. The quality of speaker we have this year is incredible. Last year we had amazing talent. This year we've leveled up even more. So I'm excited about this event. I'm excited to meet a bunch of folks down there.
Oh, Kim Garcia, I can't wait to shake your hand and get the electrical shock that must come with it. You're amazing. Absolutely
you so
terrific.
I'm excited to meet you in person.
Oh, my gosh. Now, let's wrap up by telling people again how they can get information on the event and about if you're a local, you got a benefit. Listen up.
Yep. Agent2021.com. You can also hit me up on Twitter at KPOP. You can also email me at kgarcia@vaynermedia.com. And if you're going to buy tickets, which you should hopefully know by now, use the code locals with an S and get your discount for listening to Jim's show.
Okay. Now, Beth Azor, who's with Get Beth Azor, says everybody needs to attend. Last year, only four commercial agents attended. It sounds like it's going to be a great event. That's right, Beth. Kim Garcia, awesome. She'll be there on a VIP ticket.
We know Beth.
Beth, I know Beth is tremendous. I love Beth. Beth has been a regular on our show. We love her to death. And I want to thank you, Kim Garcia, for being here with us today and helping bring this positive energy event to our attention. And everybody listening, try to go to the event. Try to attend the event. Look it up. It's an awesome event. Even if you just go and look at the website and find out the speakers and look them up and follow them, get in this and then go next year. Get started. Do something to change your life for the better now. Agent 2021. What's the email again?
kgarcia@vaynermedia.com. Agent2021.com is where all the programming and tickets are. And if you're in Miami Gardens at Agent 2021, come and say hello to me, please.
Oh, Kim. Oh, Kim, you're electric. Can't wait to meet you and the rest of the team. Wanda will be there. I'll be there with all my friends. Beth will be there. I'll be there. Lots of folks will be there. You better be there, too. Kim, can't wait to say hi.
Jim and Wanda, thanks so much for having me.
Our pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Wanda, take it away. We got Nikki Holding, right?
No.
Not yet?
I call, okay.
Well, who's holding?
Nobody's holding.
It looks like somebody's holding.
No, that's Kim.
Oh, okay. Well, let's rock on. Nikki will be
Ignore
with us in a minute.
Ignore the phone system. I know, I'll take care of that.
You take care of everything. You make me look good every day. You're the best. It's a groove and I can show you how to use it. Come along with me and put your mind at ease. Less conversation, a little more action. Satisfaction in me. A little more back, a little less fun. A little less fight, a little more spark. Oh, yeah, I'm open up your heart. Maybe satisfy me. All right, everybody. Hey, what a great spot. Make sure you join me at Agent 2021. It's going to be a great event. All my friends that are in marketing, they're going. You should go, too. It's a great investment. Remember that when you have to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They've got their Audi store in Gainesville. They've got their store down in Key West. It's got all kinds of great nameplates. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I like beer, okay?
Jim Freed.
I like beer. Boys like beer, girls like beer. I like beer.
You like beer, Senator?
And Wanda Miles.
No, thanks. I think I'll have some breakfast wine. You can't drink my wine.
I like beer.
On 880, The Biz.
All right, Wanda, while Wanda continues to work the technical end back there, I'll remind you that Show 500 is going to be live next week from the Ball and Chain Restaurant. Join me and Wanda, our new sponsors at CBRE, Arden Karsten, and the team will be there. So make sure you go to the Ball and Chain next Thursday. They're going to have a happy hour for us from 5 to 7. We're going to have food passed around. We're going to celebrate the show's 500th episode. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. 500 shows. We're going to warm up right after this with Nikki Freed, and then we're going to go right into our weekend pause, and then we're going to have Show 500 next week at the Ball and Chain. Make sure you join me next week for Show 500 at the Ball and Chain. Drink specials. Wanda, will you be there?
I'm going to be there.
I know. I know. And we're going to have
all
polo.
Over that place.
Oh, we're going to have the best time. Drink specials. We're going to have them make a Jim Freed drink. I wonder what that's going to be.
Fire.
Fire it up is what it's going to be. That's right. We're going to have a great time. So join me and Wanda and Polo at the Ball and Chain. It's on
Little Havana, 8th Street.
Crush from Domino Park.
Payocho.
Yes, that's right. And don't forget, this is South Florida's business station, 880 The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. I'm Jim Freed, and that's
Wanda.
There you go.
Be back in a moment. No, here we are.
That's right.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we've been talking about digital marketing and personal branding, and I think that I could think of no better example of successfully building your brand than the person that we're going to talk to next, and that's Nikki Freed. Nikki Freed, the new, soon-to-be, I guess you still have to say, Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Commissioner-elect Nikki Freed, you're on your way to Tallahassee to be installed. I'm going to bring my toolkit and help.
Yeah, I'm actually en route now and looking forward to Monday and Tuesday where everybody gets together to celebrate the incoming governance.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing everybody from both sides of the aisle up there and really starting to try to help work with you to bring people together. I think that we all just need to do that. We need to focus on the folks in Florida. And I got to tell you, Nikki, everywhere I turn, it's just amazing what I hear. I was campaigning at my polling place on election day, and a young lady came up to me and she said that her daughter had Facebooked you and that you had responded and that the daughter, because of that, got involved in civics class and wants to be involved in politics and stuff. The impact you're having on our young people is tremendous, Nikki. You know, how do you feel about the responsibility you have to the young folks?
I mean, tremendous. You know, you know, as elected officials and people who put themselves out for public service, you know, you have to figure out why we do this. We do this to make a difference in our society and our state, to help be role models for future generations. And so I look at it from that lens. You know, I you're only on this planet for so long, and what you leave behind is a big indicator of your success in life. And so I really take my responsibility of helping to mold the next generation and hopefully engaging people. You know, somebody got me inspired at a young age, and I hope to do that for this generation.
I'm so excited. I couldn't ask for a better response from an elected official than that one, because it is really, you know, we have on the show, we talk about personal branding and we talk about this thing, and I talk about Call Jim Freed because it's all about you. But in your job, it really is all about them. And it's a big responsibility. There's, how many are there? 8 million, 9 million people in Florida?
Oh, no, you're missing a couple digits there. There's 21 to 22 million people in the state of Florida.
Oh, my God. Where have I been? I've been under a rock for 20 years. That's great. Yeah, I guess there are about that 20 million people. So then it's a big responsibility.
There were 8 million people who voted.
That's where that number came from. There you go. I knew I had 8 million somewhere. So you're on your way to Tallahassee. You're driving through the state. On either side of you is beautiful green, because we all drive that stuff, green fields that go on forever and ever and ever. But I watch these specials on TV, and they talk about the interrelationship to all the different components of our ecosystem and how important that is to our future as a community. And it really is a community. We are all pulling together. And how can we pull together to make it a better place in that way, Nikki?
You know, you're actually right. It's quite remarkable for those of us who, you know, grow up in South Florida or live in Central Florida, you know, they're at the, you know, Tampa or Orlando, part of suburban, and
we lost her.
It's an area.
Well, she's driving through those green spaces right now, obviously, and hopefully she can still hear us and realize that we can't hear her. So we're going to take a second and we're going to say that we're talking to Nikki Freed, the new Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Commissioner-elect. She's driving to Tallahassee, and sometimes they need an extra cell tower out there. And I want to remind you, this is South Florida's business station, 880 The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. I'm Jim Freed, and I think I'm hearing Nikki in the background again. You got you back, Nikki?
I didn't realize I was off.
Were off. So talk to me about the green spaces that you were driving through in Orlando and Tampa. The people in the big city don't realize what's outside the urban services boundaries.
Yeah, and that's what's, you know, amazing. I had an experience about a week and a half ago with one of your friends, Dean Saunders, who you know from the University of Florida Blue Key days. And, you know, he invited me out with a bunch of the cattlemen in our state of Florida.
Great.
And was taken to an island by airboat and seeing some of the waterways and seeing some of the natural preserves that's out there. And as somebody who lives in a suburban part of our state, you don't realize that you don't have to travel to another country or another state to see some of the beautiful wonders of ours. But we all get so wrapped up in what happens, you know, in our own small communities and in our cities, and don't realize that we live in such a beautiful, pristine state, and that we all have to do our part to make sure that we're preserving it for generations to come, because it really is quite remarkable, the landscape that is here in the state of Florida.
You know, I sit here and I watch the things about when Audubon came down and went down to the Keys, and then what happened to all the birds. And I saw this thing that Jim DeFede did the other day on the what's going on with the Everglades. We're not going to get into specifics, but it's really good to see a focus beginning to be placed back again on the environment, on people getting together, pulling together to do things together. And I think that it was a great thing. I don't want to bring in too much politics, but I thought it was great that it seems like the Clemency Board is coming together on a couple of issues already, and that you and the rest of the cabinet. Is it the cabinet? What is it that you're part of?
Yeah.
Okay. The cabinet.
We're part of the cabinet.
Okay. because the president picks a cabinet, so I'm confused. But the point is that you'll all get together, and it seems like you're trying to find common ground, and that's what the people of the state of Florida want.
Of course. I mean, we see what's happening in D.C. I was out today, and a woman asked me, what does the shutdown in D.C. have impact on, our state government? And I said, well, the reality is that our state government is not beholden to what's happening at the federal level. However, when it comes to our farming and our agriculture community, so much of the money that comes down for subsidies on our ag community, what's coming, the money that would be coming down from Hurricane Irma and Matthew relief, all that money is federal dollars flowing south. And so when you have a federal shutdown, it impacts all of these workers and all of our farming and agriculture community. And you don't even realize that, because those of us who just kind of operate day to day that aren't relying on those dollars don't see it. We just see that the headlines on every paper, front story for last week is about the federal shutdown. So we have to do better here in the state of Florida. We have to rise above, partisan politics. We have to rise above, whether you're an R or you're a D, and say, what is the best policies for the state of Florida? And we may not always agree on what that looks like, but at least having respect for each other's opinions and trying to find common ground when common ground can be found is essential for good governance.
Oh, my gosh. You're my niece, so it's okay for me to say I love you. Oh, that's just so beautiful. That's what we need in public service today. So, Nikki, you're on your way up to Tallahassee. It's dark now, so please be careful and focus on the road more than what you're saying to me. Now, you're going up there. You're going to Tallahassee. What is the number one thing that you want to make sure that you accomplish when you're up there? It sounds to me like it's just bringing positive energy and getting things done.
Yeah, the position, half the time when I was traveling the state running in this election, most people in the state didn't even know that we had a Commissioner of Agriculture, or that the Commissioner of Agriculture is elected, that it's more than just a name that's on the gas station pumps. But it's somebody who impacts, the food that we are eating, the pesticides that we're using, the food that is coming into our state. It's impacting, when we have a disease outbreak from an animal. It impacts also all of our consumer services. So that is everything from fraud at the gas station pump to fitness centers to the do not call list. It's just such a tremendous responsibility. We have 4,100 employees across the state of Florida. And really trying to say, look, there's an opportunity to do a lot of good things in this department, and I plan on doing that, thinking outside the box for expansion of, patient access when it comes to medical marijuana. I'm looking at, the farm bill just was passed and signed into law by President Trump on December 12th, a day before my birthday.
Yes, you set the rule on industrial hemp in Florida.
Yep, and so now looking forward to creating hemp here in our state, not just as a commodity for our agriculture community and a replacement for so many of our, being an alternative crop, but also for the production of CBD here in our state. So I'm really looking forward to coming up with outside-the-box solutions and creativity, looking at some of our water issues. I've spent half a day today trying to interview who's going to be the next water policy director for the department. And making sure that they see all of the issues that are happening with our red tide and our green algae and our water supply shortages, and making sure we have quality water supply, and come up with new innovative ideas of how to capture water and to have it reusable and recycled. So those are all things that, I'm really looking forward to bringing my innovative approach to problem solving, bringing people to the table to come up with new ideas of how to get through some of these problems. And really looking forward to doing a lot of things that people didn't realize was even possible in this position.
Well, I know you're driving. I know it's dark. I know I love you. And I know I want you to be safe. So I'm going to say, I know you got extra time on the road, but make, focus on the drive. We love you very much. We love you very much down here. There's so many people that are so proud of you and rooting for your success. I meet them every single day. You have such a responsibility and such a charge. But if there's one person I know that can handle it, It's you, young lady.
Go get him, Nikki.
Exactly.
All right. I appreciate that, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday, Monday.
Hey, it's a big week because I'm going to haul butt back and go to my 500th show. So, Nikki, thank you so much for joining us. We are so proud of you, our whole team here, all the people that are behind you. We know you're not going to let the people of the state of Florida down. God bless you. Godspeed. And I'll see you on Sunday night, Nikki.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Thanks, everyone.
Okay. God bless. That's Nikki Fried, the incoming Florida Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Commissioner. This is South Florida's business station, 880 The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. I'm Jim Fried, and she's...
Wanda.
We'll be back after Wanda helps me out here.
I must stay deep because talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in and sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my
Oh, Wanda, you just make the show so much better than it would be without you. You and Fluffy are the best. Hey, everybody, remember, next week is Show 500. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Ball and Chain. We're going to have our sponsors. CBRE is going to have their first show. Arden Carson will join us. If you're with CBRE in commercial real estate or just want to come out and have a great time, join Wanda. There you go. Wanda, Fluffy, and me, we'll all be out there at the Ball and Chain. Make sure to join us. We're going to have a great time. And, hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in Key West, they got them all. What do they all have in common? They're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anytime, anything, anytime for 4 years. Wow. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
My side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long.
Our religion is based on love, not fear.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
So what happens when people don't follow the rules?
They burn in hell.
On 880 The Biz.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
I love that commercial, Wanda. It's so true. It's the most important thing we play on this show. It's great. I'm so glad you brought that to the table.
Hey, it's a PSA from Carrie Underwood. I mean, you know, who would have thunk it?
Yeah, well, listen, I just want to tell everybody that if you need real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Don't hate me, but my next deal is about to close. It's going to be the sale of Wynwood Yard, and my client's going to build a whole bunch of apartments and some retail space on there. So, yeah, if you're in traffic, I apologize, but it's my fault. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe I can help you solve your real estate problem with either capital or maybe just some ideas or my network. 305-773-6300. Why call me? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
To give a shout out to my other niece, Jenny. That's right, Jenny was listening to me interviewing Nikki. And let me tell you about this.
Go ahead.
Okay, Nikki is the Marines. Jenny, she's the Navy.
Yes.
Nikki, she lands on the beach. Yes. Jenny makes sure she has what she needs. The two of them are inseparable. I love them. They are great. They are such an amazing pair. Their mom, Lori, love her too. My brother, Ron, I love him. Ella, oh gosh. Ethan, I love them all. I love them all.
I never hear you talk about your brother very much.
No, you know, he's...
Is he older, younger?
He's older. Oh. Yeah, an attorney.
What's his name again?
Ron.
Ron.
He's
hey,
the man.
Ron.
Hey,
nice
Ron.
To not meet you.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say it that way.
Well, nice to almost meet you.
You'll meet him soon. He's okay. The man. So next week, we've got Show 500. Can you believe it, Wanda?
I know. Who knew?
I did. I've been counting down for a while now.
You've grown so nicely.
Oh, well, thank you so much. So listen, we're going to have show 500. I want to thank the folks at the Ball and Chain, especially Vanessa, who's helping me put it all together, and Bill Fuller also, the owner of Ball and Chain. And we're going to be out there. I'll play the maracas with the band. I'm looking forward to that.
Is it the house band or is it a special?
I mean, no, it's a house band. They have cool. The band is there. It's all day long. They
when
have
we
the
were there
best...
that one time, it was awesome.
Well, it was the band. That guy will be there. I think his name is Roberto. I gotta look it up.
They're really good.
Oh, they were great. Yeah. And they have a jazz band too. They'll be playing their music. We'll be doing our stuff. They'll have drink specials, food, all kinds of great stuff. The CBRE folks, Arden Carson, welcome to the show. Arden will be there. We're going to be featuring women. It'll be a feature about women and women in the business. The folks from that we're on today about Agent 2021 are going to provide us with a couple of women that are in the real estate business. So they'll be there.
Sounds
talking.
Really tawdry when you're saying it that way. But okay, cool.
I didn't mean to make it tawdry.
Well, I don't know. It might be me. Totally me.
It's not tawdry. They're professional women.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Still
now. That's
sounds
not,
weird, but okay.
Well, they're in the mortgage business, Wanda, gotcha. Not in the profession that you may be alluding to there.
It's me. And
you're the one that hits the dump button. You better start dumping that button.
Nah.
We're not being dirty. We're just being funny. So cool. So listen, we're going to have real guests. It's going to be awesome. We're going to talk about women, empowering women, and empowering women in real estate. It's going to be great. I can't wait. Women is an underserved and underrecognized portion of the real estate industry. I had Beth Azor on my... now Adam Lipkin comes on after we had the Agent 2021. Adam, you're all about timing, aren't you? Call Beth. She was listening. And Beth, by the way, is one of the three commercial realtors that was, real estate brokers, was at Agent 2021. I can't wait. I can't wait. Maybe I should follow and shadow Adam Lipkin and be his videographer. Would you like that, Adam? I'll bet you he would.
I'll do it.
No, we're going to do our own. We're going to be doing Facebook Live from there. We're going to be doing lots of interviews. Make sure to look for us that day. And also, do not forget that we have show 500 coming up next week. And you know what yesterday was? Yesterday was Vivian's one-year anniversary.
With her kidney?
That's right. So I want to thank Betty DiMartini.
Thank
I want
you,
to
Betty.
Thank Chaya Lipschitz, the mitzvah queen up in Brooklyn. We found her on Facebook. We used Craigslist to meet Betty DiMartini. Betty walks on water. She is God's vision on the earth. We didn't know Betty.
She's gotten away a whole year with us not getting to give her more accolades. But
well, because Betty is really a low-profile person.
I'll respect that.
For Betty, it was about doing God's work, not about getting a bunch of PR for it.
Well, just be nice to meet her. She's kind of a hero.
Maybe we can work that out.
You and
Vivian work on that.
I'll get over it one day.
You get you work on that because it's a girl thing.
Might
maybe.
Be my thing.
I'm Mr. Freed. I'm maybe a little strong, but I want everybody to know. We talked about it at the beginning of the show about branding and social media. Let's talk about the bottom line about social media. I used Facebook and Craigslist, LinkedIn and Twitter religiously for 4 years, and God rewarded me with Betty DiMartini and that kidney for Vivian. Thanks for hitting mute on that, Wanda. I appreciated that. So we've got show 500. What are you looking forward to at show 500?
Just getting out of the house, quite honestly.
Well, hey, that's a good enough reason. I'm going to try to get my mom go down there. I'm trying to get my mom to come because I know we want to record some stuff with my mom.
Yes, we do.
So she's listening. Mom, Wanda wants to record you.
Definitely. I'd like to get you into the studio, quite honestly.
Well, we're going to do that. We're going to do that. I'm going to bring her over. Yeah. She can't do it on a Thursday, but I'll bring her over special. I'll go out to lunch with her.
Schedule us in, Lolly.
That's right. I'll take her to lunch. We'll go get some Cuban food here in the neighborhood, and then we'll come meet you and Fluffy, and we'll do some good programming with her. That's great. Grandma Lolly for you. Good. Grandma Lolly's now a great grandmother because my nephew just had a grandchild.
I heard Gabriel.
I mean, a child. I mean, it's raining cats and dogs in our
little
house.
Little baby.
Great positive energy. It's unstoppable. The flow of positive energy that started in 2018 is going to turn into a fire hose in 2018. Did I say that loud enough to pop your headset?
I still got them on.
Okay. Fire hose. Lots of
sounds like a fire hose to me.
I don't know. Well, what does a fire hose sound like? You got them all in there.
I don't have that.
All right. Well, I know what a fire hose sounds like.
I know where to find it.
Sounds like all the good energy coming our way. I want to thank the folks at Agent 2021 for setting us up with that awesome Kim Garcia. What was her? What's her thing?
K-pop.
K-pop.
That's it.
Oh, she's amazing. I love that. I can't wait to meet her. You shake that lady's hand, it probably gets you electrified. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive for their sponsorship. But, of course, I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. I want to thank the NFL Alumni Association, Carlson Integrated, Bergstrom Real Estate Center, Turkel Brands, and of course our listeners. Go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Fried or Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. It goes on and on and on. And we'll find out more great social stuff at Agent 21. If you missed today's show, Robert Pitts will have it up on freedombusiness.com real soon. It's Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM when it's show 500 live from the ball and chain. Oh, I can't wait. That's right. Remember, the person wants to do something, finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Till next week, Wanda, the board is yours.
No right.
Billions,
Jim Fried.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions
and
billions
and Wanda Miles.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
On 880.
Billions and 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 billions.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.